first fight, but we can adapt it. Who knows what may come next?
Ben, who is particularly pleasant, who has literally strolled through the door as we were just back announcing that song. Rhys Darby, welcome in.
Hey, good morning.
Hello.
Baptism by fire.
Thank you.
What a natty hat you've worn in this morning.
Yes, that's my orange straw hat.
Yeah. Do you need to wear a disguise? Now that you're very famous, do you find that you have to disguise yourself very much?
Well, mainly for the hat. It's just any opportunity I can to disguise the hair.
This is the hair that's been described in one of the more recent Fly the Conchords episodes in season 2 as electric copper.
Yes. That's right.
And of course, it's not just the hair on the head.
I get ridiculed all the time.
Really?
Yep. Oh, hey, ginger balls, you know.
That was Brett. He called you that.
Oh, the other night.
Well, it's not just you, Brett. It's all the time, and it's not just ginger balls, you know.
I thought that was your nickname.
No. I get, what are you on your way to a dick meeting?
Rhys Darby, who, if you recognise that little grab, is Murray in Flight of the Conchords. Does that take you... That's back to the first season, that one, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That brings back memories.
Some joyous memories.
Did you open up any kind of uncomfortable floodgates by giving people open season on a nickname for you? Have you received ginger balls or on your way to a dick meeting in public?
No, I haven't, but I was very worried that I would. But I think people... It's an endearing thing. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I've had it in the odd text or as a comment.
Has anybody made you ginger balls?
Made me them.
Gingerbread men.
Oh.
With ginger balls.
Well, ginger nuts are a biscuit.
I've definitely been offered ginger nuts. Which I've dunked in my coffee and consumed.
It's like a tea bagging, really, isn't it?
Oh, now you're here for a stand-up tour. Are you able to disassociate yourself entirely from your blossoming film and television career and get back to the gritty stand-up circuit with ease?
Yeah, absolutely. It's getting back to the roots. It's not a problem for me. I mean, comedy, I guess, I live it, you know, 24/7. So
you're like a secret agent of comedy.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. You know, I mean, even when I'm sleeping. I'm
you're funny.
Hilarious dreams. Hilarious dreams. And I wake up in the middle of the night, I've got to write that down. And then the next day I'll, you know, that doesn't make any sense. I'll do it anyway. And no laughs. But, it's good to be on the stage because it's just you get that instant laugh factor.
Have you done stand-up for a long, long time? Is that how you first got involved with Flight of the Conchords?
About 10 years I've been doing stand-up for. And that's how I met Brett and Jermaine. We both hooked up in the Edinburgh Fringe. Doing shows, so that's how we sort of...
You hooked up in Edinburgh, even though you were both from New Zealand.
Yeah, well, they were from Wellington. I was an Auckland boy, so we didn't see each other much in the back at home. Maybe occasionally when we did a festival, but that's the first time we worked together is when we sort of helped each other out in Edinburgh.
Are they a little bit jealous now that your film career is taking off? You did Yes Men... Is it Yes Man?
Yes Man.
Yes Man. My brain is dissolving.
Man. Yes Man. Got this amazing new film with the about the pirate radio. You're working with Philip Seymour Hoffman, Rhys Ifans, Bill, whose last name I always have trouble pronouncing. It doesn't look like Nye. Yeah. It's incredibly confusing. So you've got
Emma Thompson.
Yeah.
Spunky Emma Thompson.
Nick Frost.
That's a pretty extreme cast.
Yeah.
Are Brett and Jermaine a bit jealous?
Oh, absolutely. Good. You know, I mean, who wouldn't be?
But you know they're holding you back.
I think, yeah, absolutely. No, I think they're far too busy to even, I mean, they 6 months of the year writing the Conchords and the other 6 months, you know, filming it. And then it's Christmas and then back into it again. So they haven't got time to go and scoot off and do movies. And I'm lucky I'm not part of that initial writing process, so I'm allowed to roam free and pick up other jobs, so...
Do you want to be involved in the writing process at all now you feel that you are more a part of the show? And
I like the system we have, which is where I come on board once it's already written and then I just change my bits.
Much better.
We have Rhys Darby in this morning. He's going to hang around just for a little while. I know you've got to rush off and do another interview downstairs before very long. But we're going to ask you to come back again, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. But I you probably say no.
Yeah, I would like to meet Bill Napier too, if I could, please.
Yes.
I'm right here. The Killer Queens there out the front of astronomy class, which is, of course, Aussie Battler from The Herd and a couple of his mates. Where you at on Triple J?
We have Rhys Darby from Flight of the Conchords. Now, you've got a whole bunch of stand-up shows. One of the reviews for your recent stand-up shows was this guy's going to be huge. Does that add a little bit of pressure?
Well, I think that's something to do with me moving to America and just getting into the food.
Do you like living in America when you're there?
Oh, there's parts of it I like, definitely. Mm.
Do you like all the glitz in
the airport?
Yeah.
See ya!
Does your family come over with you when you're shooting?
Yes, they do. That's definitely the part I love because, you know, we get to share it together. In New York, there's so many amazing places to go to and take my three-year-old, so he's never bored. And there's all these great markets and they really know how to sort of bring the community the people together, yeah, you know?
Does he have any concept of you as a performer or has seen you on television or seen you as Murray?
He's a little bit confused because he sees me on TV all the time and he sees me in various photos with all sorts of people and he asks where he is. Why isn't he on the TV?
And how do you cover that?
I said, well, you will be soon, mate.
Nepotism is alive and well.
Absolutely. Well, Bindi Irwin's got a role in the new new Free Willy movie coming out.
She does.
Oh no, Free Willy's still rocking.
Unbelievable. They've trapped him again.
The in studio phone, the emergency phone, has just rung, and I believe it's the people from downstairs. Is this Adam Spencer's producer?
Oh,
yeah. We've got Rhys Darby, and we're not letting him go.
No. Until you tell me about Bill Napier.
Yeah, we're going to let him go in a few minutes, but he'll be down there before 25:00.
Okay. Yeah, some friends of mine saw you in Perth a couple of nights ago, and they just said you have to get him to do or ask him about Bill Napier.
Oh, okay. Well, he's a really good friend of mine. He's a ranger. He's the head ranger of Pohutukawa Park, and he basically travels with me, and he acts as security, and he also tells people about the environmental issues and brings sort of the green global warming issue to the forefront of everyone's mind, and he's sort of doing that around the world.
What are some of his tips for, stopping global warming?
Basically, recycling in terms of he wants everyone to sort of have a shopping trolley so that we can go through and just get stuff out of bins and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And also stopping styrofoam cups so that no takeaway cups from now on. He believes everyone should have their own coffee mug and just walk around town with it. And then when you want a coffee, you just go into a cafe and they fill it up for you.
Well, you can actually do that downstairs at the ABC.
Oh, well, there you go.
But they charge you extra if your coffee mugs, because people were going, oh, that's a great idea, standard price, and bringing in these big tankards.
Great big novelty, massive.
So they've got a little sign there.
Half-keg mugs.
Yeah, if your mug's bigger than this, expect to pay.
Yeah, that's quite funny.
That's good. That's why I always wanted to bring my own Tupperware into, like, when you get takeaway, but I was scared that they would think that I was trying to do that I was making these slightly bigger Tupperware containers so I could get a little bit more fried rice at my Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
So, Rhys, what about on the horizon for the Flight of the Conchords boys? You've finished Series 2 and we're waiting for it to screen in Australia before long, hopefully. But what's the plans?
Well, no plans.
Good.
That's the way we roll, we just don't know what's going to happen. Let's see how this season goes. It's reviewing very well in the States. And I think everyone's going to love it. It's going to be very, very much watched. So then we've got to figure out, do we end it there or do we continue on? And that's the big question.
You've left us with a cliffhanger, Rhys Darby.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for coming in this
morning.
No worries.
Thanks,
we'll mention your stand-up shows in just a second. Good on you, champ.
Thanks.
Better get you downstairs. Adam Spencer's producers are getting a little bit worried that you're not there. 29 after 7. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.